and the highest price thing he had. He was buying some cheap dogs, all right. I mean, just old dogies. Old yellow ones at that. He didn't spend $2.50 for one of them. Mm-hmm. Not a one of them cost him $2.50.
Now, what's a dogie?
Oh, it's this term that they've used with little calves. Now, you go into an auction barn today, of course you got your veal calves, you got your feeder calves. A little dogie is usually one that's a little sorry so-and-so that they can't find any other way to classify him. He's probably been weaned or lost his mother, or he's most of the time a kind of a pot-bellied, off-colored so-and-so, or anyhow, they won't. So they just call him a dogie. I don't know where the term originated or not. And, but we had, if we'd started right down that street, those cattle would have run along 3 to 5, 8, 10 abreast. There'd have been cattle from here clear out the other side of city limits, half a mile.
Hmm.
And we didn't have $1,000 worth of cattle.
My goodness. Were these the dry years?
Yeah. Just after Roosevelt went in and things was dry and things began to pick up a little bit. But just think, I believe it was in the spring of 34 that I shipped 2 carloads of fat hogs to Fort Worth, Texas. I got $2.00 for them. Paid the freight and commission out of them. I went down to the courthouse and paid the taxes. Our 2 carloads of fat hogs.
2 cents a pound.
Today, those hogs bring 18 cents a pound, or a difference of what?
16.
From 2 cents, 20 and 2 is easy to figure, 1,000% increase. Of course, your expenses are higher too, but you heard these, some of these old timers say, well, I wish things was back like they was in the good old day when a dollar would buy a lot and so and so didn't have 2 bits, much less a dollar.
Yeah.
There was no way of getting it.
Well, he wants his dollars from today.
Yeah. If you pound down, what's that going to worry? Sure. I don't know. I hope your children, and I hope my children, never see anything like that.
Yeah, I hope so too.
My kids was raised, all 5 of them, on a very conservative budget. Mm-hmm. We never budgeted anything. They never had an allowance in their life. They spent what they had to spend if we had it. And they've always done that. Mm-hmm. But they can't remember when, you asked a while ago about the furniture. I know we, you know, I said we had these weddings at home. We didn't go out all out like some people did. I know one businessman in this town went broke after his daughter got married and took him several years to get over it.
Hmm.
But they was trying to beat the Joneses.
They beat him one way or the other.
Only daughter, and we had several of them. I remember one of the weddings especially. The wife said, I've just got to go to town. Just time of the wedding, getting the house ready. And I said, what for now? Well, she went to town and she bought some blankets and some pillows and some sheets and some pots and pans and this, that, and the other. I don't suppose she spent $100. But, and I was glad we was able to do it. And I was glad we was able to have, we hope we had some of the nicest conservative weddings you ever saw at a home. But we did spend a lot of money on it. But did you know what we did when we got married? I traded 2 tons of hay for a wedding band.